A few devotees were today accepting their, or making their vows of initiation. I would request them to, if they're not already done, to downstairs to offer their prostrated obeisances in front of Srila Prabhupada and in front of Gaunitai, Raghavallabha, and Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, and beg for their mercy, protection, and blessings on this special occasion. Have you already done, both of you?
Hey, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gau Premanandi, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrī Śrī Gaura Nithāya ki jai, Śrī Śrī Jagannātha Baladeva Śrīpadra ki jai, Śrī Śrī Radha Vallabha ki jai, Śrī Gajaraj Maharaj ki jai. Gau Premanandi, Hari Hari Gaur. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Granth. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Gustaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swami Kinam. Namaste Sarasate Devam. Gauravani Vishalini Nirvasesha Sanyavadi Ashtachidashita. Grains are coming later, are they? For the offering? Oh, you got them. Okay. So on this very auspicious day, it's the month of Kartik. Today is the final day of the World Holy Name Festival. I'll also need some grains if you can get them. It's the final day, officially the final day today. So it's a very auspicious occasion to take the vows and accept the Nam Diksha, initiation into the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It's also, of course, a special day to honor one of the most inspiring, greatest kirtaniers of our present day Krishna consciousness movement, and His Grace Ayendra Prabhu. Today is the day put aside to honor him. Actually, for the next 4 days, I don't think it really was given much emphasis, but it was the proposal that one that the temples have 4 days. How many hours is that? 96 hours. 96 hours non-stop kirtan. Haribol. It's nice to say Haribol, but I doubt whether we're going to do it. If anyone wants to, of course, no one will stop it. Nothing, generally speaking, and as far as I know, throughout the movement, has been particularly organized in this regard. Maybe in one or two places. But whatever it is, we can remember His Grace, well, first of all, Srila Prabhupada, of course, and His Grace Ayendra Prabhu, who has so much inspired countless devotees and members of the public all over the world to take seriously the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is one of the deep aspects of accepting initiation, is accepting our positions, Nam Seva, servants of the name, and to enter deeply into that relationship of service to the name. Krishna in His form, in this, particularly in this Kali Yuga, as Nam Prabhu, to give us His mercy and His association. So it's good to remember these things. Without any ado, I'm going to hand over to Gangeshwar Prabhu. If are you ready, Prabhu? Who will now take us through the purificatory aspect of this. Of course, the whole ceremony is very purificatory, very inspiring festival. But some of the specifics, and after that we'll have a little talk, and then we'll proceed from there. I will need some paper tissues, if there are any we don't want to take your tissues away, but is there any more tissues that would be appreciated? Thank you. Do you need the microphone?
No, that's okay. Alright, so taking the arch up. Place 3 drops in your left hand. Start that side. 3 drops in your right hand, which is start. Take 3 drops again in the right hand. And while looking at the water, we invoke the presence of the Lord. Chant Om Keshavaya Namaha. From the base of the
front. Om Keshavaya.
Again, 3 drops of water. Start. 3 drops of water. Water. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha. Everybody. Mishraha Vidrova Sarvavastam Pundarikaksham Sabaya Yantarakshuchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu.
So that mantra means whether pure or impure or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one can remember the lotus eyed Krishna, he becomes externally and internally. Suchi, back to Maharaj.
Are we going to change the neck beads at this point of time? Pardon? And
just
whoever's assisting, do a quick achievement. Also, after the neck beads, they can be offered garlands, is that correct? There are at least, looks like more than 2 garlands. Once the neck beads have been exchanged, then the garlands can also be used. Take the old ones off first. I know when we, back in 1972, received initiation from Srila Prabhupada, we didn't have neck beads in those days. So we received our neck beads at initiation, and when we went up to get our names, we didn't have any neck beads on. So Srila Prabhupada sent us back until we got neck beads. We had to wait for the neck beads to come. Are they big enough for Simon? Yeah. I think you have a very... That's good. Wonderful fit. Thank you, Prabhu. And the garland? Jai. Om Jnanam Tirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Nilaktam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine nirvasesha sanyavadi pascatyadesha tarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradvishe Namo. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Kududaye Pushpavanto Chitroshamo Tamo Mudau. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishapano Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. So on these occasions, wonderful, auspicious occasions, Srila Prabhupada would generally talk on the proper service to the name. This is first initiation or Namadiksha. Prabhupada would give emphasis to that. This is actually the main, the real connection with our disciplic succession. Traditionally, of course, second initiation is known as Diksha. And many of the statements we see about initiation refer to Diksha, or the acceptance of the Gayatri mantras, etc. But in our line, especially since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most important thing is taking shelter of the holy name. So this is the official ceremony. To take shelter of the holy name, to come to realize the holy name is our life and soul, our only real shelter. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, there are three cardinal or primary instructions, or say pointers, and one of them is known as Namaseva, service to the name. Is also Vaishnav Seva and Jiva, Jiva Doya, mercy to the Jivas. So these three things are essential for all devotees if we want to progress in our spiritual lives. It's not enough just to do our service. We must serve the devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj describes that the key, the gateway to pure chanting, after all, that's is our duty to, that's our goal, to come to Shuddhanam, pure chanting of the holy name. The gateway to pure chanting is service to the devotees, and specifically to the Guru, but generally to the devotees. This is a secret, open secret. We cannot possibly advance, no matter how qualified we may be or think we are, without service to Vaishnavas. And also Jiva Doli, being merciful to the conditioned soul. Not that we're really, we can say in that sense, in a position to show mercy, but we have to act following in the footsteps of those who are eligible to give mercy. We follow in that, we become their menial servant. This is one of the meanings of dasa, 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 anudas. You've heard this statement. It means to be the servant of the servant of the servant, servant, servant. So that's the line of disciplic succession, that we're serving that line back to Krishna, the servant of the servant, 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 servant. Becoming humble, instrument of the pure devotees to give mercy coming from Krishna through the disciplic succession to others. So this is one of those commitments, to take up this responsibility to assist Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas, who are actually reservoirs of mercy, oceans of mercy. We have not got such capacity as such. We can but pass on their mercy coming from Krishna through that line. Our business is to serve. We're trying to serve on their behalf, the jivas, or serve our spiritual masters in that way. Lord Chaitanya's instructions can be fulfilled, and Vaishnava Seva is really the sweetest and most important in many ways of all of the instructions of Chaitanya, especially for grihasthas. Service to devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Chaitanya Sikshamrita is the essential duty of a grihastha, is to serve other devotees in every way they can. And this will guarantee the blessings, the good wishes and ultimately blessings of those who can bless, will assure those blessings. We need those blessings to remain in whatever stage of Krishna consciousness we're in and become Krishna conscious. And to do everything, really, we need blessings. Well, that's very important. And there's nothing sweeter than serving devotees. So this is another essential factor of initiation, to accept the position, the title of Das. Don't be an ass, be a Das. If we think we're the master, we're an ass. People may call us Prabhu or whatever it is, but actually we're not qualified for any such title. But we should try to aspire to become Das, which is really the most elevated. When we get proud of that, it's really the elevated position. To be the servant of a Vaishnava is the most sought after position. Don't think it lesser. To serve the devotee of the devotee of the devotee, this is the most sought after. Everyone's competing to become the servant of everyone else. This is the mood. How I can serve the other devotees, and not how I can exert my influence over them, but rather how I can serve them. This is initiation, realizing that our real position is nothing other than to be an infinitesimal servant on behalf of my spiritual master, of the other devotees. This is a very wonderful aspect of our life. So much guidelines are there how we can progress in this path of service, devotional service. It means serving the devotees. Humble. To approach Namaseva, one has to have such humility. There's no question of mechanical chanting leading to our goal of love of God. The chanting has to become pure. So to evoke the mercy which is required for such and pure chanting, the service to the devotees is the key. And this will also help to evoke, of course, if we are actually envious and proud, what can be done. But if we're a little sincere, this will help to develop the appropriate humility and tolerance and respect. We see, especially in ISKCON, some devotees miss the point but drift away. With an ISKCON, humility, tolerance, respect for others, and not expecting any respect in return are very easily, facilitated. You have to be quite tolerant with an ISKCON, no doubt. In Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you have to become humble also and respectful. And don't expect to be praised for every little thing we do. We may be lucky and get chastised for it. Whatever it is, we have to be humble and accept it as Krishna's mercy. In this type of developing mood, we can start to approach the holy name with some pleasing attitude, with a humble and tolerant attitude, which will evoke the mercy of the name to remove the anartas from our hearts, or the unwanted things from our hearts. And naturally, as the heart becomes clear, the dawning of our actual affection and attraction to Krishna will begin. But as long as our heart is obfuscated or covered with all kinds of material motives, desires, and attachments, the progress is very slow. Amongst those anartas, weaknesses of heart and envy and so many things, maybe there are also material attachments, of course. There's also aparats, and there's also ignorance of one's identity and so many things, forgetfulness of our position. But generally, Prabhupada would talk on the aparats, which practically speaking means behavior, attitude contrary to Radharani, displeasing to Srimati Radha. So we have to try to cultivate and develop a mood which is pleasing to Radha. After all, we are chanting Hare Krishna, are we? Who is Hare? Hare is none other than who? Srimati Radharani. Krishna's never alone. Radharani is there with her in the Maha Mantra in every single couplet. Not getting into the details of the couplets, but she's there 8 times we chant her address, Hare. So we should be conscious when we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're going to run through the 10 offenses specifically mentioned in Padma Purana and in many places, also in Bhaktivasamrita Sindhu, to avoid amongst the offenses in the service of the Lord. Particularly these 10 offenses are very prominent. After all, this is the Yuga Dharma. This is the form of Krishna. Most merciful, more merciful form. The form of Krishna, if one offends the form of Krishna, we take shelter of the holy name. But if we offend the holy name, again, we have to take shelter of the holy name. We should avoid those offenses in chanting of the holy name. So we go through those 10 offenses. What are the 10 offenses? What are the 10 offenses? Nobody knows. Number one. Prabhupada would sometimes ask questions like, what are the 26 qualities of a devotee? And sometimes the devotees didn't know, and I'm sure we don't know. But may know a few bits and pieces there. But he would ask this question, and some devotee one time said, it's in the book. Srila Prabhupada, it's in the book. Prabhupada said, yes, it's in the book, but it's not enough to know it's in the book. Not that we should spend all our day meditating on the ten offenses, but at the same time we should be consciously aware that if we want to progress to Shuddhanam, actually become devotees, we have to avoid these offenses carefully. It's like the law. If you don't know what the law is, you might get in trouble. Like coming on the plane to Malaysia, for instance, this is a very important announcement. It is in Malaysia, there's a mandatory law that anyone caught with possession of any kind of drugs, whatever they call them, illicit drugs or whatever, there's a mandatory death sentence. So if you don't know that, you may be a little bit in trouble. So it's good to know the law, so to speak. In this case, there's a guideline law, as you wish, for chanting Hare Krishna. We were meant to avoid the offenses. This is the keeping us from Shuddhanam, pure chanting of the holy name. So let's go through them briefly. We don't have time to go in depth. The first offense is altogether to blaspheme the devotees who dedicated their lives to the propagation of the holy names of the Lord. There are different types of blasphemy of devotees. Even to think enviously of a devotee, although there may not, in this Kali Yuga, you can say, be a direct reaction, there is nonetheless. If we don't repent and regret that, then it will develop into a practical offense to a Vaishnava by words or action in due course of time. So we should be afraid of envious or negative thoughts of any Vaishnava. Very deadly poison. No matter who they are, we may not understand, but we shouldn't be offensive. We may have to avoid sometimes, but we shouldn't be offensive towards anyone. Feel ill towards a devotee, or to speak of thinking of causing harm to a devotee, etc. Of course, we shouldn't feel that way towards anyone in one sense. Hate the sin, not the sinner, type of movement. Especially with Vaishnavas. And what's the second offense? Altogether? I can't hear a word. Altogether to consider demigods like independent of the name of Lord Vishnu, or to think that there are many gods and that Krishna is just one of the gods, or that we're all gods. Even some devotees after Brahman initiation, I've come across some devotees who still consider this, that we're all God. That certain people who claim to be God are also God, that there are many gods. I've come across initiated ISKCON devotees who still have this mentality, believe it or not. So this understanding, of course, this is one of the, you can say, illusions tapped from Brahma, illusions of the truth, is to think that, you know, Krishna is not God. He's one of many gods, or there's, you know, everything's God, or there is no God, or whatever it is. This is one of the illusions also. So a clear understanding of Krishna's supreme position and understanding that the name is Krishna. The name is not, it is also, can be said, the name of Krishna, but it is also Krishna himself in full. It is Krishna in full, Purna. Krishna in full, Namachintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya Rasavidhanava. The name is Krishna himself, completely full in every aspect. When we realize this, of course, and it's like realizing or understanding the transcendental nature of Krishna. One attains to the spiritual abode. When we understand the transcendental nature of Krishna in the form of man, the same result is there. We have to be aware, conscious, that we're not just chanting a mantra to attain something. Most mantras are for that purpose. This is the objective goal. The mantra itself is the goal in full. It's just a matter of realization, purification and realization. We think sometimes it's a method of attaining something. That is not correct. It is. It may be due to ignorance. It's not that it could become offensive to think like that. That the name, once you achieve the goal, you get rid of the mantra or the process. No, mantra is the goal. Mantra is eternal. This mantra is not ordinary mantra. It's transcendental, entirely. Govalokera Prima Donna Hari Nam Sankirtan. Coming from Goloka Dham into this world to take us back to Goloka Dham. And Nam will also be there. Of course, Nam, pure Nam, will reveal form and quality and pastimes, everything. Otherwise, they remain a mystery. Unless our service to Nam becomes pure, then form and qualities and pastimes remain a mystery. We may theoretically talk about them or externally consider that we have some relationship there, but unless we develop a relationship with Nam, then the understanding of Krishna in other aspects will not manifest. We have to develop a proper relationship with Nam Prabhu. This, just like when we're chanting japa, this is our, you can say it's just like our time with Krishna. Just like if you have a relationship with some important person, you put special time aside and you don't want it to be interfered with, even if you're the prime minister, when you're with your grandson or somebody very close to you, you don't want anyone, even another state minister. Prabhupada gave the example of Gladstone, that he didn't even want the state ministers to come in because he was with his grandson praying. So this is our time with Krishna during japa. See it like that. Don't allow any other, just if anyone else comes along in the form of, you know, sometimes in the mind becomes a little distracted when we chant. I don't know if anyone's experienced that. Nobody? We'd like some water. Because of a sore throat. Or just a just a kind of a recognition that, yes, not sometimes, more or less always, right? The mind is always something coming along. Hey, come here, Jiva. Come on with me. Let's go for a dance out there somewhere. Let's go and have something to eat. Let's think of something nasty about somebody. Come on. There's plenty of nasty things to think about these devotees here. Let's get into it. Let's see what's going on out there in the world. This is boring here. Let's go and see who won the footy. Come on, let's go. Come on. It's a nice out there today. You can go and have a look and see what's in the garden. Come on. Look, I think you're really tired. Oh, we're both tired, actually. Let's go upstairs and, you know, you only had 5 hours and 59 minutes and 59 seconds sleep last night. You must be exhausted. You've got to make up for that missing second. Come on, let's go. Sure, there's some messages on your mobile phone. Come on. It'll be very interesting. After all, it might be very important. You can chant any time of the day. You've got all day to chant this Hare Krishna. But maybe right now we should go on the internet and see what's going on. Some important things to do. Mind never stops. And sometimes the minds of others don't stop here. Prabhu, can I talk to you? Or thinking, what can I do during japa? Maybe I can do some service instead. That's not so bad, but it's not our duty at that time. Or another devotee is very eager to constantly get the attention of others, calling us over. Hey, look what's on my mobile. Look what message I've just got. Did you hear the news yesterday, huh? Did you hear what happened? Come, I'll tell you about it. We're very expert at breaking Maya, the appointment with Krishna. If you want to go back to Godhead, we've got to be very expert at keeping the appointment, making that appointment at the right, beyond time for the appointment. This morning I was late. I didn't realize that the clocks had gone back or forward an hour. I was upstairs fiddling around and I thought, okay, it's 4:20, it's almost time for Mangal Arati. I'll go down. I thought there's not many devotees from Mangal Arati this morning. But in the temple room, 24:30 came in. You know, give them a minute or two, 5 minutes passed. What's happening this morning? Why are they so late with Mangal Arati? I didn't look at the clock. And then I looked at the clock and I thought, oh my God, what's going on? It's 5:35. My clock says 4:35. And someone tell me, oh, you had Mangal Arati. Oh no, I missed Mangal Arati. Got to be on the ball, got to know what the time is. Be on time. And when you have an important appointment, dress yourself nicely. Be attentive. When you go for an appointment, you don't go in and start gawking around the room. You know, you're going for an appointment for a job or something. You don't start gawking around the room and going picking things up on the, you know, on the mantelpiece and looking at the interviewer's, you know, cutlery or something or whatever it is, or staring out the window when he's talking to you. You sit there completely glued and attentive, right? Every moment being very careful to concentrate on what's going on, otherwise you won't get the job. You'll miss the point. You don't fiddle around. Start doing things at the same time. Take out the newspaper as he's interviewing and read the newspaper. Take out a cigarette and start smoking and blowing the smoke in his face. You don't do things like that. You completely submit yourself to the situation, and then you have a better chance of getting the job. You're very attentive to every detail, right? If you want a job. Want to speak if you want love of God when Krishna is personally saying, here I am, you called me. Okay, I'm here. And where's Krishna? So sometimes we say, I've been chanting for so long, but where's Krishna? Krishna's there, but we're not. That's the problem. Krishna's there, but we're not there. We're somewhere else. We're off in the mental plane somewhere or something. We have to also be there with Krishna. Make the effort to be there. He's very merciful. We understand it's not easy to be attentive. This is the key of successful chanting. Attentive chanting. Inattentive chanting is the root of all the other apparatus. The seed is there, and inattentive chanting allows the seed to grow. If you're attentive, it can't grow. It's like when things are flooded, the seeds can't grow. Attentive chanting is very important. Try to be, make the effort to hear the sound of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Try to hear the sound. What's the third offense? Disobey the orders of the spiritual master, or to consider him an ordinary person. Sometimes we get into that trap. No, because he's a representative. The disciplic succession, just like an ambassador, he may in one sense be an ordinary person, but because he represents the government, you can't treat him as an ordinary person, otherwise you're treating the government as ordinary. He represents the government, so you have to be careful. Fourth offense, to disobey his instructions, of course, is obviously clear, as the service to the guru is the gateway to pure chanting. Obviously, if we disobey his orders or his instructions, we're not going to get through the gate. We'll be somewhere else. What's the fourth offense to be avoided? Pardon? Blasphemy of what? The Vedic literature or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. We may not understand. We should not become critical or blasphemous of any bona fide scripture. What's the fifth offense? Loud and clear and altogether. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna as imagination. Specifically, well, at least in Prabhupada's translation, he says the glories of chanting Hare Krishna. Many people think it's an imagination or an exaggeration. It's not. It may be, but Prabhupada says, in every case, because of the practitioner themselves and their attitude, it may not manifest in every case, but it is a fact. The proper service of the name will result in a manifestation of unlimited results. And glories are always there, of course, but we just make it so dull we are not able to perceive. What's the sixth offence? Loud and clear and altogether. To give some interpretation on the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Yes, to some people they have all kinds of interpretations what this chanting is, meaning different things and so on and so forth. What's the seventh offence? Two, commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Sometimes this is described as the worst offence in some cases. Each offence is the worst in one sense. What does that mean, to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name? What does it mean? Yes, you do something you know is sinful. Of course, if you don't know it's sinful, that's a little different. But knowingly and specifically, you commit an activity knowing that, oh well, never mind, I'll just chant Hare Krishna after all. Even if I kill a Brahmin, or you know, if I have sex with the wife of my guru, if the guru is married, or whatever it may be, or if I do this or do that, have a few pints of beer here and there, doesn't matter, I'll just chant Hare Krishna and I'll be immediately freed from all the sinful reactions. This is an offence to the holy name. We see, Prabhupada gives examples, sometimes people knowingly commit an offence and then knowingly ask, oh, of course it's to a certain extent, of course, in the case of Christianity, it's in ignorance. But Prabhupada said this is not good. That we again and again know it's wrong and continually do it and ask for forgiveness. It's a little slightly different. It's even worse when we approach the holy name with that knowledge and just use the holy name with the intention of just becoming freed of our sinful reactions by chanting. This is an offence to the holy name, and a very serious one at that. What's the eighth offence? To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the offered in the Vedas as karma kanda, fruit of activities. So a lot of people consider it on the same par. There's no comparison with the holy name with ordinary karma kanda activities for material purposes. This is a transcendental mantra. What's the ninth offense? Pardon? Two. Instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. When sometimes people question, why are you going out and preaching, chanting Hare Krishna? Well, we're not exactly instructing people about the glories of the holy name. We're spreading the holy name. You don't give, especially confidential or details, to a person who's not ready. But everyone is eligible to have the opportunity to associate with Nam Prabhu. So our business is, on behalf of our disciple succession, to take the holy name everywhere. This is the order of the Lord, to preach in every village, in every town, in every suburb of the world, the holy name. That's our instruction. But we don't get in, you know, start talking about very esoteric or very intimate or anything. Very something which they may not understand or be able to digest. Everything should be kept very simple. When preaching or discussing with persons who have, as of yet, have not developed their faith in devotional service or the holy name. And last, sometimes it's unavoidable in public programs. Some people may be faithless, what to do. It's the risk one takes in preaching. But in general, we should avoid. And the tenth offence? Two. What's the tenth offence? Nobody knows. Do not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So we can understand we're still a little offensive. Do not have complete faith in chanting the holy names of Krishna to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions upon this matter. Is that right? It is worded differently in some places. And in the actual translation refers to identifying oneself with the body as I, and this is mine. I and mine. This is an offense against the holy name to have a bodily designation. Whichever way, it's a material attachments or material designations are offensive towards to approach the holy name with that mentality. Of course, if you're in total ignorance, that's something else. But sometimes one may think this is called namabhas. You're chanting. You don't know you're committing an offense. You're just chanting, or not say committing an offense, but you're. Behavior is not one of the love of God, but you're chanting with in ignorance completely of what's going on. You say, well, it's better to be completely ignorant than to know all these things. But no, because if we want to come to Shudanam, we have to be freed of ignorance also. One has to be in knowledge, one has to be realized of one's relationship with Nam. And the process of coming from Namaparad, offensive chanting, to Shudanam is by chanting under the guidelines of one who is in platform of Shudanam. This is the key. We have to chant according to their process. And they're giving us this instruction to avoid these offences in chanting. Now, interestingly enough, the real key Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Jiva Dharma, how the actual offensive chanting, although those are offences which we've just gone through just now, and they're all very grievous, you can say, the foundation on which those offences will continue to fester and will prevent us from coming to Shudanam is the actual motivation in our chanting. Not just the practical approach of chanting, but our motivation also. And if a living entity has a motivation of desiring to become one with God, moksha, this is the greatest offence against the holy name. It will keep us forevermore from developing our relationship if we want to become one with God. Or also what will keep us from Shudanam is thinking that the chanting of the holy name will fulfill material desires or free me from karmic reactions. Either bhakti or mukti. These are the two main offences and barriers which will, even if one's in Namabhas, will take one back to Namaparad. These have to be given up in due course of time. And one has to, under the direction of a pure devotee, cultivate pure chanting of the holy name, carefully avoiding the offences, remaining attached to material things, not having complete. We have to develop our faith by association and by regular, constant chanting. Kintvada adhanudinam. Our chanting has to become regular, careful chanting and regular chanting. We have to take this chanting very seriously if we want to become Krishna conscious. So this initiation is the actual commitment to that serious service to the name. Commitment to the service of the name, and he who is giving us the name, or the line from which the names come to us, our parampara through Srila Prabhupada. This is our commitment. Initiation is our commitment to Srila Prabhupada and his organization. That we will serve his mission to try to help spread the holy names. There may be others who are also in whatever they're doing trying to spread the holy name, but our commitment, our bondage is through Srila Prabhupada. This is our duty in initiation. We make that commitment to Srila Prabhupada to assist him and follow his instructions within the umbrella of his organization. They try to bring pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. Without pleasing Prabhupada, there's no question of coming to Shudanam or pleasing Nam. Unfortunately, the time has passed quickly. We were going to read a wonderful article about our relationship with the holy name in regards to initiation and so on, but that will have to be left aside for today because our time is limited. So we have to move on now to the next stage of this wonderful program. here in Melbourne. So next we're going to go on now. What's next? The Yogya? Names? There are names? We forgot that. We forgot to chant on the beads. What are we going to do? We do it tomorrow? Thank you all for coming. That's the end of this morning's class. Prasada will now be served. You can relax now. One more day. What happened? Well, I forgot to mention yesterday, of course, Haribol. That I was with Jayapataka Maharaj about 3 days ago. I said 2 days ago last time, but now it's three. I'm not keeping my word, am I? Another day has passed. Days pass by. Things change in this world. But the chanting is always there. The chanting and the sorrow of turmoil. This is the most important connection in this world. So as we do have Takamas 3 or 4 days ago, Wednesday, whenever that was, now it's 4 days in Kuala Lumpur. So. Achintya Rupa, maybe you can give her one garland. I just noticed, Mati, thank you for coming. Her good husband is busy today in Adelaide. Has he gone to Adelaide? Pardon? He's gone for a holiday in Adelaide. Taking a break there. I've heard it's very nice holiday resort in Adelaide there. As we all know, he's gone to Adelaide, so unfortunately he's not with us today to grace this occasion. But his better half is with us today. Thank you for coming. Are there any more Prabhupada disciples here? Senior devotees?
Yes, senior
devotees. Where? Who? Please give a garland. Someone can give a garland. There's one more, I think one more garland. Unless it's reserved. There's a devotee. You know who that is. So, Jayapataka Maharaj apologized for not being here today. He wanted to be here. He was actually planning to be in Melbourne at this point of time. But you know, when you've got the situation where sometimes things are beyond their control, and it was not possible for him to come at this point of time. However, he did say that he really intends to come in December. So in December he plans to be here. Oh, Durga, Haribol. So he plans to be here in December. Hopefully he'll have his association then. And he gave me the beads today. Mother Nalayani is taking initiation on behalf of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. I've got the honor of, on behalf of Maharaj, to give the name and the beads which he has chanted upon. So he's very apologetic and he's here in spirit. And he's also here in this very large, wonderful picture next to us here. So we'll proceed now to the next section. We have Madunga and Kartals, I presume, here also. They have usual tradition is a drum roll. And the Kartals. How should we do this? I think you can both come. Can someone move that tray? One of you boys, Arvin, just move the tray away. You have to be sharp if you want service. You can't hang around, so you've got to be quick. Especially Madhavi, she's so enthusiastic for service. She's there before you mention it. So maybe you should both come together. First thing is, what would be practical, you offer your obeisances to your spiritual masters first, Dandavats, and then to Radha Balabha and Gaur Nitai, and then come back again. Okay? In the meantime, everyone can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Come over here. Krishna, 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 Krishna. When Prabhupada gave initiation to us in London, I was alone in the room with Prabhupada when he gave me the beads. I offered my obeisances, and he told me to offer my obeisances properly. He put both hands on the floor in front of you. Not like this, or like this, or something else. There was something in the hand. He said, "Put the beads down. Offer your obeisances properly. Put them on the table and proper." We never had bead bags, so it's hard in those days. He said, "Put them down for us before you offer." Three times, three different times, he instructed me to offer obeisances properly, according to his directives. So when you do pay your obeisances, then put both hands on the floor in front of the head. Male or female, it doesn't really matter. So who's going to be first? Or both together? Yeah, one unit. Well, the better half first. Is that right? Mother Nalini, very dear to the devotees here. She is many years serving here, is that right? How many years? Yeah. Pardon? 85, that's a long time. 25 years she's been coming to this temple, even as a little girl. And has done so much service and in the temple over the years, and the devotees. Just taken a little while before you've officially accepted initiation. I think the devotees have accepted you as a member of the family for a long time, and now you've made this wonderful decision to take the formal commitment of initiation from His Holiness Jayabhataka Maharaj. His Holiness Jayabhataka Maharaj Ki. So I'm only just handing the beads on his behalf and giving the name. I think about to bring the name to try to remember. Mataji had asked for a name, not that I won't give the game away, but anyway, it was indicated she has a very deep attachment or attraction to Navadvip or to Mayapur. So naturally, reciprocation is there. So Maharaj, before we give the name, however, we're going to ask you a few questions. Are you ready? These are very difficult questions. Okay. What is the 17th verse of the 54th chapter of the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam? No, we'll make them a little easier, okay? Don't we? Relax. So Prabhupada would always ask us to follow as initiation certain principles. It's not a whimsical thing. Certain do's and certain don'ts. So what are the four don'ts?
No gambling, no
Next. We can sit down now. Oh, relax, don't worry. No intoxication. I know you know them very well. She was very nervous yesterday. She cooked for me, was it 2 days ago? Was that the first time you cooked for a guru or sannyasi, whatever you call it? Second time. She was very nervous. But don't worry. It's a good quality. Shyness. So those are the four don'ts. Did everyone catch those? No. What are they again? No. No, but that's when you're chanting. There should be no. Sometimes the jap when we're chanting, it sounds like. And your devotee is sometimes shouting like this when I'm chanting japa. Got a headache or a stomach pain or something, maybe. There are all kinds of things coming out of the mouth during japa. Everything but the Hare Krishna mantra sometimes comes out. Should be very attentive whilst chanting the holy names of Krishna. So the four no's and don'ts are what? What is the first one? No. No meat eating. No meeting. Meeting or meat eating? No meetings. Too many meetings. Can come together for kirtan. No meat eating. No, as well as that, huh? And no, as well as meat eating. What's the other one on top? No eggplants. No eggplants. No eggs. No what? No garlic. No garlic. No onions. And no what? Garlic and what else? No fishing. No fishing. No fishing, right? Give up your fishing. One of the boys had a fishing rod yesterday. And no fish. What about these? What's this stuff they make? This meat? This looks like, huh? Magic? No, this meat stuff they make. Vegetarian meat. Yeah, it looks like meat. Looks like fish. Looks like chickens. Not good to eat this either. Now you're taking initiation. No more of this, okay? Right. What's the next one? No gambling. Correct. What's the next one? No intoxication. Next one? No illicit sex. And how many rounds will you chant every day? Minimum what? Minimum 70 rounds. Okay, your name is. Oh, the wrong one. Oh, I got lost. Over here. Sorry about that. And where do we go now? How many rounds a day? Good, minimum of 16. Not maximum. Most of us, maximum, right? Definitely not more than 16. Thank God I finished my 16 rounds. I did it. Now I can, Baba said one time, now I can do any damn thing I like. I've done it. Next day you're looking, where did I put the beads? Where did I put those beads yesterday? I lost my beads. No, it's minimum 16 rounds. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you think like that, that means it's a sure sign that your chanting is offensive. if you think, now I finish my rounds. We've never finished our rounds. But minimum 16. Good. All right. Well, make sure we got the right ones. Hare Krishna. We're very pleased to say that on this day, your name is now, in the bag for a few days. Accept them in your right hand and place them down and offer your obeisances to your Guru Maharaj. Drum rolls. Your name is Navadvip Ishvari Devi Dasi. Ki Jai. Because that's the name of Radharani, who is actually, she actually created, you could say, because of her, Navadvip was created. And she's also, she's Vrindavaneshwari, she's also Navadvip Ishwari. She's the controller of Navadvip in reality. So you're her servant, don't forget. Hare Krishna. So now we'll call upon Simon Prabhu, who has also been, how many years coming to the temple?
Six
or seven years coming to the temple here. And serving as much as within his capacity, the yatra, the devotees here, and been very enthusiastic to move forward in the spiritual life, and a very fortunate association with Mother Navadvip Ishvari Devi as husband and wife, and of course their son, Wiz Arvind, here he is, Mother Navadvip Ishvari's son. And I'm fortunate to have this opportunity on behalf of Srila Prabhupada today. Well, first of all, we have to pass the test. Are you ready? You're going to write it. You've got it on the hand, right? Okay, don't worry. Krishna's in the heart. It'll inspire you. So what are the four don'ts? Very good. And what? How many rounds a day are you going to chant? Very good. Easy. So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we're very honored today to have this privilege and opportunity to officially initiate you into the disciplic succession. We thought of a name. We went through a list. I discussed it with one of the temple managers. Wasn't possible to talk at that time of the day or night with Mother Chinta Rupa. I hope this name will be pleasing to all and inspiring. Usually we choose a name which has the same first, we call it syllable, vowel, first letter. So we're following the suit today, and there are so many nice names of Krishna and devotees beginning with S. We could give a name like Sudra, or so many nice names. Sishupal. Somebody told me there was a devotee who had the name Sishupal. I don't know who that is. I never met them. But the other day, someone was telling me there's actually an Israeli devotee who got the name Shishupal. I think it's probably got another affix or prefix to it. That's what usually happens, you know. But everyone ends up calling them Shishupal. That's the problem with two. You know, we have names like Keshi Damano or Keshi Nasud, and everyone calls you Keshi. We have a devotee in Malaysia. His name's Adharma Shatra. So everyone calls him Adharma. Where is irreligion? Irreligion, come here. So we're giving a two-barreled name, so devotees can do that today. I think they are anyway. But anyway, We did go through quite a few names, and we thought this name was a very appropriate name, and a name to remind us of our real business as servants of the devotees. So your name is now Sadhu Seva Das. Sadhu Seva Das Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So everyone will call him Sadhu. But he has to remember that he's Sadhu Seva Das. Okay? You're not the sadhu around the place. You're the servant of the sadhus. Okay? Seva also means servant. So it's servant of the servant of the sadhus. Hare Krishna. And your wife is Sadhvi, so you also have to serve her. You have to serve each other. Okay? Thank you both very much. Hare Krishna. We wish you great success in your marriage and in your spiritual lives. May all the devotees bless them on this occasion, that they may become more and more sincere, to always keep their vows through thick and thin. Ups and downs come to us in this material world, but to be sincere and to stay within Prabhupada's movement and to carry on chanting Hare Krishna and humbly serve the Vaishnavas. Jai Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. You can now well, maybe they should come a little closer. What do you think? It's a long way for the grains from there. I think you should come a little closer. You have to be pretty accurate with the grains from such a long distance. Pretty expert. And we do request at this point of time four very fortunate devotees to take part in this next, which will be the Yogi itself, the next session. Traditionally, Srila Prabhupada would always have four devotees sitting around the Yajna, reading Prabhupada, reading Shastra. In our case, Prabhupada's books. The books are already on book stands. We just need some volunteers, if they haven't already been made, to come forward and sit there. We won't start until it happens. There's one book there, one book over there, one book somewhere there, and one book here. Four volunteers, please, men or women, come forward. You just read aloud from the scripture during the yajna. You can read the English only or the Sanskrit and English, whichever you like. Here's two. One over here, please. One over there. Some lady over there, maybe. Come on, ladies. Who wants to read? You have to be able to read in English. They're English books. A couple of ladies, or if not, and two more men. Come on. Cello. There we go. There's one book over here, Mataji. Have you got that one? Oh, you already claimed it. We've already got four now. Anyway, you can read together if you want. No harm. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So we'll proceed now. Is that okay? Now I can also move forward. Maybe I can have a mat there so I can also offer grains. Sometimes just put a little mat there. Maybe that cushion can go there.